My subject tonight is God's hand is not too short. You know, it speaks of the hand of the Lord or the arm of the Lord. In Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Now, that's the New King James. The NLT says, listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor his ear too deaf to hear your call. You know, God's power hasn't diminished. It's the same as it's always been. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. You know, his compassion has not cooled. His reach has not shortened. You know, as in our natural life, I don't know, it seems that some of us guys that when we were younger, we measure a little taller than we do when we get older. Any of you guys found that out? I see several hands. Some of you ladies, I know guys have, you know, I used to measure 6'2", and I've lost about 2 inches. But I don't know what causes it, but something causes it anyway. You know, his reach is not shortened. He's still as active and available as he's ever been. He is there for any situation that you need him for. You know, when Isaiah spoke these words to Israel, they were actually in a state of discouragement. And actually, they had distanced themselves from God. And so therefore, they felt abandoned, unheard, and hopeless. Now, if you'll study the children of Israel, they rode a roller coaster. They would be up here, and then they would tend to forget God, and they'd go down, and then they'd get down to the bottom, and they would call out to God, and he would hear them and raise them up. Now here they are again. And then they do the same thing. That was their pattern. Y'all are quiet tonight. Maybe y'all don't know that. You know, you need to read the Old Testament it gives you history, but it also, the Apostle Paul said what happened in the Old Testament or to the children of Israel happened as examples for us of what to do and what not to do. You know, I've been in church all my life. I was born one Sunday in my dad's church the next Sunday morning, and then I've been here all my life. And I have observed people that is the kind of Christian life that they live. Up and down, up and down. But you don't have to do that. Here, the prophet is declaring a truth that, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened to save. That means that God hadn't grown weaker. His mercy hadn't expired. His promises are still the same. You know, sometimes in life we go through maybe a silent season. Maybe we think maybe God sort of turned a deaf ear to us. Well, most of the time, the reason you're in a silent season with God is because you're so busy you hadn't stopped long enough to listen. Hello, that's a good one. How many of you parents, or how many of you as a child, you've said to your children, or your parents have said to you, now listen to me. They say that because they're talking, but they can tell that we're not listening to what they're saying. We're hearing, but we're not listening. Did you know you can hear but not listen? What I'm saying is, it really doesn't, you hear it, but it doesn't register with you. Well, God's not going to be like your parents that screams at you and says, listen. He's going to speak in that small voice. And if you're too busy with everything going on in your life, you may not hear what he's saying. You wonder, well, why isn't God answering me? Well, be quiet. You might be able to hear him. See, God's hand is not too short to save. When Isaiah spoke this to them, they were actually in a state of they had started turned against God. But he told them, he said, God said, my hand is not too short to save you. You know, a sailor fell overboard during a storm. And it was such a raging storm, and it was dark, and the waves were high, and they couldn't see him, but he couldn't see the ship either. But they were hollering, and he was hollering. They knew he was over here, and so they threw a rope where they thought he was, and it brushed his hand, and he grabbed it, and he was pulled to safety. Now he didn't save himself. He simply grabbed a hold of the rope. Hello? That's what we need to do sometimes. We can't save ourselves, but if we grab a hold of the Word of God, it can. Actually, again, we go to Ephesians 2:8. From grace have you been saved through faith, not of yourself. It's a gift of God. You know, salvation is the work from God from start to finish. And, you know, I heard this, and you can't climb up to God, but God will reach down to you. You know, you might hear a lot of people, well, I'm trying to get a hold of God. Well, won't you stop and look and listen? He's trying to get a hold of you. Grab hold of the rope. Hello. His arm of grace can reach you anytime. I don't care if you have an addiction. I don't care if you're in pride. I don't care if you made a failure. I don't care wherever you're at. God can reach you. He can reach into the jail cell. He can reach you on the church pew. You know, wherever anybody is willing to call out for help, he's there. You know what I've noticed? People will be in a situation and they're trying everything they know how to get out of that situation. And finally, they say, well, I better pray about it. Of course, none of y'all have ever done that, but have you seen somebody else? You know how a lot of times in these programs they're asking and they'll say, I have a friend that has this situation. I've had that. People talk to me like that. I know good and well they're not talking about a friend. They're talking about themselves. But they don't want to admit they have a problem. You know, that's the problem. Sometimes we're afraid that it's going to mess with our faith or make us look bad or something to admit that we actually have a problem. I got a news flash for you. All of you have problems. It's just the way it is in our life. And I'm going to tell you what. If you will learn to call out to God, he's there to save you. Well, I'm already saved. Well, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about to save you from your situation or whatever it is that you need. You know, sometimes Somebody said, man, they've probably gone too far to get. Hey, nobody's ever gone too far. So keep praying for anybody, that your relative or somebody you might be praying for. Let me tell you what. Keep praying for them. But you want me to tell you the best way to pray? And I learned this from my dad, and he told a lot of people this. He said, they're probably not going to listen to you. So you're praying for them to be born again. Pray that people will come across their path that they would listen to. Hello? He said, that's the best way to pray for your relatives. Because most of the time, relatives are not going to listen to you. I'm serious. That's what dad said that with. He's talking about his own relatives. I've done it too. Talking about, you know. Somebody said, well, that person's running from God. Let me tell you what. God's hand can run faster. Just keep praying and believing. You know, sometimes you have maybe a prodigal child, like the prodigal son, or a friend or a loved one. Don't give up. You know, if he can save Saul of Tarsus and turn him into Paul the Apostle, I mean, he was persecuting, he was killing Christians. If you want to study it, he was the one that was there holding the coats and telling the people, throw harder at Stephen. And then a tax collector. Back in that day, if you do some study, you'll find out that tax collectors were despised. Of course, they're not nowadays. But he actually called out to him and said, I want to go to your house. And everybody thought it was bad. If you read the story there in the New Testament, you know, he reached out when the thief that was on one side of him had two thieves on each side of him and on the cross, and that one reached out to him and asked for salvation. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Hey, keep believing, keep declaring the Lord's hand can reach anybody that you're praying for. And don't forget, he can reach you too in your need. Now, his hand is not too short to deliver if you're bound up. Remember in Exodus 3, 7 and 8, God said to Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people, and I've come down to deliver them. He just didn't see, he acted. If you will call out to him, he will see you and he will act you. Then we can see his hand moved. In Exodus 14:13 and 14, it says, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still. Watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Now there's it. Hey, stand still. Don't be afraid. Stay calm. They were trapped. Air ferial was behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. There was no way out. But you know what? God told Moses, stretch out your hand. He stretched out his hand over the sea, and when he stretched out his hand, God stretched out his hand. Hello? And the sea departed, and what looked like an impossible situation became a highway to freedom. You know, I'm reminded of the story. Peter and John at the gate called Beautiful. They told a man that they didn't have anything to give, but such as I have, give I you. And Peter reached down. Well, when he reached down, that hand turned into the hand of God. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about there may be times that you become the hand of God in helping somebody. So always be aware of that. You know, sometimes people, well, I would bless somebody. Well, hey, God may have tried to tell you to bless somebody and you just had, you're too busy to listen. Well, I better go on. That's not going over good. Do you know when deliverance begins? Deliverance begins when you act in faith before you see the results. I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about being delivered from something. I'm talking about being delivered from, you know, when you say deliverance, people are thinking about, oh, somebody is bound by Satan or got a devil. No, deliverance begins when in faith you act before you see it. You know, when does God's power work best for you? Think about it. Answer the question in your mind. But you know when His God's power works best for you? When you obey His word. That's the correct answer. If you didn't come up with that answer, you failed. I guess I'm in the teaching mode now because I'm teaching every day in Rhema. So, you know, many people say, well, I'm waiting on God. I have told hundreds of people through the years, you are not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. The reason I tell them that is because they're not doing anything. Oh, God, bless me. You know what? They're not doing anything according to the word to be blessed. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. I'm doing really good pastoral preaching tonight. If y'all didn't know it. See, I took a homiletics class, and I know when it's good and when it's bad. God is waiting for us to believe. That's when He breaks the chains of fear and depression and spiritual bondage. The same hand that broke the power of Egypt's bondage is the same hand that will break you out of whatever it is that you need to be set free from. You see, it's not your part to handle the problem. That's God's part. When He told Moses to stretch his hand out over the water, it wasn't Moses' part to part the water. It was Moses' part to obey the word of God. You say, well, this is the word. Well, that was the word of God speaking to him. Hello. You know, maybe you're standing in front of a sea of all kinds of things. Maybe relationship failure, financial problem, family problems. God can reach His hand down and pull you out of the tightest situation that you've ever been in your life, but you have to obey the word. You've got to do what the word says to do. Believe and receive. Actually, say, believe, and receive, really. You know, My dad had a message that he preached when I was younger. In fact, I did it at a youth deal when I was about 14 because the speaker didn't show up. And so I told him to give it to me if he didn't show up. And they said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to speak. What do you think I'm going to do? You know, I mean, that's just me. I've always been that way. So I remembered his message from Mark 5:25, and it's still one of the places that I preach from a lot. But he had a message. It was called, say it, do it, receive it, tell it. That was his 4 points. So she said, if I can touch his clothes. Now, she didn't sit in her house and wait for Jesus to come to her. It says she went to Jesus. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us where she was at or doesn't tell us where Jesus was at, but it says she went to Jesus. And it says she touched his clothes. So she said it. She did it. She received it. Jesus said to her, your faith has made you well. And then she told it. Hello. Let me tell you what. The hand of God can reach into your life and he can make a path where there seems to be no path. You need to hold on to the hand of God. There used to be an old song we sing at church. Jesus, hold my hand. My wife, she knows all those old songs. But maybe it is because she played the piano and organ since she was just a little girl in her dad's church. And they sing those songs. I just remember the song. I don't remember any of the words. But then, for some of you who've never heard that song, there is a song that's a secular song. You might know, you might have heard it before. It's called, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, let me tell you what. God wants to hold your hand. Once you get a hold of God's hand, don't turn loose. Because he won't turn loose. People turn loose. His hand is not too short to heal the brokenhearted and heal the sick. Mark 1:40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, saying to him, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I am willing, be clean. Here was a man full of leprosy, an outcast, isolated from general population, hopeless, with no hope of ever being any better. But Jesus was moved with compassion and stretched out his hand and touched him. You know, sometimes it wouldn't hurt us to be moved by compassion and reach out and help somebody. Many times sitting in church, and I've had, this is from testimonies of people, they'd be sitting in church, and they told me later, I had an impression that I should go over and talk to so-and-so and tell them that I'm there for them, whatever they need, I'm there to help them. And they said, I didn't do it. And I found out later that I could have been their answer, but I just didn't listen. You need to have compassion. Lynette will tell you, we can be driving and I see an accident, and we both do this, and we both will immediately begin, and it looks like really a serious accident, we both immediately will begin to pray for those people. I don't know them. I don't even know whether there's injuries or not, but I see a problem, And I know that I have authority to pray in the name of Jesus. Hello. See, sometimes we're waiting for the hand of the Lord and we become the hand of the Lord. If Moses hadn't stretched out his hand over the sea, God would have never, couldn't have ever stretched his hand out. You know, a young lady was paralyzed in an accident. She was told she'd never walk again. But her family kept praying and believing God, and she did too. When the hand of medicine couldn't help her anymore, she continued to believe God, no matter what they said. You know, and one day, she was sort of startled, and she said to her parents, "I can move my toes. I can move my toes." And then a few days later, she began to move her legs. And it wasn't very long till she was walking again. And this was her testimony. The doctors did what they could do, but God finished what they couldn't. You know, if you've ever heard my dad's testimony of being healed from a bed of affliction at the age of 16 years, he had to push his legs and feet off of the bed because they were paralyzed and not dead, in other words. I mean, he couldn't feel nothing. And he pulled himself on the bedpost and held himself up. And I've heard him give the testimony. He said, "I'm just hanging on that bedpost." And then all of a sudden, I began, my legs began to tingle. And it's like when something waking, you know, your foot's been asleep or something. He said, "It hurt so bad if it hadn't have felt so good." Because he could feel. But you see, he made action before God could act. We've got to realize that we have to act before God acts. He said, "Ask and you shall receive." It didn't say, I'll give it to you without you asking. You know, my dad has said some things to me, and you know, and I was waiting for him to tell me. And I finally said, "Well, you're going to tell me?" He said, "I thought you never was going to ask." I wonder if God is sitting in heaven saying, "I wonder if they're ever going to ask. I'm here. My hand would reach down and give them whatever it is. But they got to ask." Hello? You know, God will restore the broken. He will minister to those that have hidden their heartache if they'll just ask. If you reach out in faith and invite him in to heal your hurts, he will have compassion on you and minister to you. God's hand is not too short to provide. Story of 1 Kings 17, 13, 16. Elisha said to her, Do not fear. Go and do as you have said." She said she's going to make a cake for herself and her son, and they're going to die of starvation because that was the last she had, the last meal, the last all she had. So he said, "Do as you have said, but make me a small cake first." Well, she only had enough meal to make two cakes in the first place. He said, "Make me, and afterwards make some for yourself and your son. And for thus saith the Lord of Israel, the bend of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth," because there had been a famine, no rain, no. So she went her way, did according to the word of Elijah. She and her household ate for many days, Then the bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord which was spoken by Elijah. Elijah said, the barrel will not run dry. You know, your barrel won't run dry if you listen to the word of the Lord and do what the Lord, what the word of the Lord says. Hello. You know, been there, done that. You know, many times the Lord is preparing stuff ahead of time if you'll just ask him. This one church was praying for offering for money because they wanted to send it to the missionary. And the very next day the letter arrived, but when they saw the postmark on it, it was mailed 2 weeks before. But it came just when they needed it. God may have already arranged a supply. You might need to ask. Hello. You know, God's provision is always there. Now, sometimes it looks like a miracle, but other times it comes with an opportunity. Hello. Many people praying for this or that or the other sometimes, and the opportunity comes to that would help you to accomplish. Well, that's not God. That's just the people. Hey, my wife will tell you, we'd start back before the church ever started. Jack, we just had the school going all the way back. I know, Craig. It's 8 o'clock, but I'll quit in a minute.
I saw him look at his watch. Because he sees me do that for him, so he did it to me. Now I got everybody's attention. Let me finish my story. I just did that to get everybody's attention. And we would start praying for extra money. We did this one time we needed money for Christmas. We haven't always been in the positions that we are now, thank God, but the hand of God was always there. And supplied. And you know what? You would hear, I hear all these other preachers talk about they'd pray and God send them money. You know what happened to me? We started praying and asking we needed extra finances, I would start getting letters and even a phone call. People want me to come and preach for them. And you know what? I realize that's God meeting my needs, so I go preach, get an offering. Hello. See, sometimes we want God to do it some way and God doing it another way. Hello. You're praying for God to bless you and you needed a new car, and all of a sudden an opportunity came to get one that was really, really below price that it should have been. Would you ever stop to think that's God blessing you? Hello, I better go on because it's time for me to quit, okay? You know what? Whatever you have, you got to give. That boy had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, or 2 fish, you should say, but I like to say fishes, just for fun. Now, that's not going to feed the crowd, but in the hand of the Lord, it fed 5,000. I believe that's an example that if we will give to God what we got, he'll give it back to us, all right? We could go on and talk about God's hands not too short to restore. We could talk about the prophet going into the valley of dry bones. And it said the hand of the Lord come on him, and he prophesied to the dry bones, and they become full of life. See, we need to realize that. So, God's hand is not too short to bless you, to help you, to keep you, and to bless those that you pray for. So everybody stand up. Anybody get anything at all out of this tonight? Just turn around to your neighbor and say, if you didn't get anything at all, remember God's hand is not short. He will meet you where you're at. Heavenly Father, thank you today for the word of the Lord. Help us all to realize that you are still the same. No matter what's happened in our life or what hasn't happened, you're still the same God. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you happen to be in this place tonight and you haven't received Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, his hand is here ready to save you tonight. The ladies are here. The men are over here. This is our prayer partners. You'll come down here. They'll pray with you. Or if you need to rededicate your life to God. Some people start out, but then they have a detour and get off course. Need to come back and rededicate their life, or you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, or you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front. They'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Remember all the announcements Sunday morning right here. Come believing, come expecting. We'll see you. If you need prayer, come to the front. God bless.